how not to miss the point of life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 342, titled How Not to Miss the Point of Life. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Bang, bang. I can't believe it. How could I have missed? I have been shooting guns all my life. Imagine the disappointment that you would feel if you lost a shooting competition because you missed the final shot. You would wish that you had done something differently. Perhaps your sighting plane was slightly off the mark, or perhaps you were distracted by outside circumstances beyond your control. It really wouldn't matter because the winner had a perfect score under the same conditions. You might wish that you could take your shot again, but no one gets a second chance. The judge will not accept any excuses. You would have lost the competition and the reward that goes with it. Friend, there is a close similarity between this scenario and losing at life. There are no second chances. According to the Holy Bible, you only have one life to live, and God, your judge, will not allow excuses or give you a second chance. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Matthew 12:36 says, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. The problem of missing the mark. If you go to the shooting range, you might find it interesting to know that the meaning of the word sin is missing the mark. According to the Bible, the Holy Bible, everyone has missed the mark of living a perfect, holy, righteous, and sinless life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because of your sin, you will not be allowed to enter into heaven when you die. Revelation 21, verse 27 says, and there shall in no wise enter into it, that is, heaven, God's home, heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Instead, you will be cast into a lake of fire where you will experience everlasting torment and separation from God. Are you aiming in the wrong direction? If you are like most people, you desire to go to heaven. However, you are aiming in the wrong direction. The Bible states in Matthew 7:13, "Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." You may try to be worthy of heaven by living a good life in your mind. This is simply an attempt to establish your own righteousness. But the Bible says in Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, according to his mercy, he saved us." How not to miss the point of life? How not to miss the point of life? Or rather, how to get on target? Would you get on target if you knew how? The Bible teaches that you must stop looking at what you can do to earn salvation. Instead, you must, by faith, look at what God has done to give you salvation. The Bible states in Isaiah 45:22, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Jesus Christ, who is God in the form of man, lived the perfect, sinless life, the only holy life, and died a bloody death on the cross as a substitute to pay for your sins. He is the only way to heaven. Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." God has promised you in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. So, dear friend, if it is your desire to be saved, to hit the mark, if you will, to make sure you don't miss the entire point of life, to get on target with your life, the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved." And so, dear friend, if you desire to be saved, and you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Savior, so that you can go to heaven to be with God when you die, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your precious name I pray. Amen. Have you hit life's target? Have you made sure that you will not miss the point of life? Have you believed God's word? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Well then, dear friends, the Bible states in John 3:36, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The pamphlet or the tract this podcast is based on is published by the Fellowship Tract League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at fellowshiptractleague.org. And when you order the gospel tracts, make sure you pass every last one out. Don't waste one of them. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.